This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today. On the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar, Mr. Modi will participate in Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai Mahila Sashaktikaran Mahasammelan in Bhopal and also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects. We have more from our correspondent.
Around 2 lakh women will attend the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the memory of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give the gift of various development works to the state on this occasion. Apart from this, the Prime Minister will perform virtual Bhumi Pujan of development works worth around 863 crore rupees of the Water Resources Department. Mr. Modi will also release the first installment for the construction of 1,271 new Atal Gram Seva Sadan. The Prime Minister will also release a postage stamp dedicated to Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai and a coin of 300 rupees on this occasion. Mr. Modi will also present the National Devi Ahilyabai Award. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Mizoram, several people are feared dead after 6 houses, including a hotel, collapsed after a landslide triggered by heavy rain hit the Longlai town. Officials said that the incident happened around 10:30 p.m. on Friday in the Bazar, Weng and Chandmari areas near the border. Rescue operations are underway, led by the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, and personnel from the 3rd Indian Reserve Battalion, with help from volunteers of the Young Lai Association, the largest civil society group in the district. Details are awaited. Mizoram has been experiencing heavy rain since Friday, leading to landslides and rockfalls in several areas. The centre has reduced the basic customs duty on crude palm oil, crude soybean oil and crude sunflower oil to 10%. The move is aimed at bringing down the retail prices of cooking oils and protecting domestic processors. A notification in this regard was issued by the Finance Ministry yesterday with immediate effect. Earlier, the duty on these three crude edible oils was 20%. Centre has asked IndiGo to end its aircraft lease agreement with Turkish Airlines within 3 months. The action comes just weeks after the government revoked the security clearance for a Turkey-linked firm, Celebi Aviation, which handled services at 9 key airports in India, including Delhi. IndiGo, which has leased and operates 2 Boeing 777s from Turkish Airlines, had a permit to do so until 31st of May and had sought an extension from the Ministry of Civil Aviation for 6 months. India and Brazil strengthened bilateral ties at the Shangri-La Dialogue 2025, reaffirming commitment to a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Admiral Aguiar Freire, Chief of Staff of Brazil Armed Forces, discussed shared values and interests, underscoring the importance of a rules-based international order and a growing convergence of views between both the countries on regional and global issues. During the discussion, both the nations also emphasized cooperation on regional security, maritime freedom and sustainable development. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said Atmanirbharta in defence is critical not only for preserving the strategic autonomy of the country, but also for achieving the broader goal of Viksit Bharat. Speaking at the defence conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India has transitioned from being the top importer in 2015 to becoming one of the top 25 exporters today. He also urged private industries to focus on research and development and invest in capital equipment, machinery and engineering strength. The Miss World 2025 Grand Finale will be held this evening in Hyderabad. A total of 108 contestants have taken part in a series of events, including cultural, charity and various challenges for the past 1 month in Telangana. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians secured their spot in Qualifier 2 by defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in Eliminator Clash in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted a daunting total of 228 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.